Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, Joe, so here's how I think we're going to have to play this. Because I don't think we got enough time to do the picks in the first segment. I just don't think we're going to have enough.
Wow, what do you want to do?
You do seven picks apiece. So, I mean, I don't want to start and finish. I want them all to be in one segment.
So then what do you want to do, college and pro in one segment?
No, I mean, we'll do a couple of things here. And then after the next segment, we'll do the college picks. The segment after that, we'll run through all the NFL games, and then we'll do the NFL picks in the third one.
All right, sounds good.
All right. So, I mean, listen, the college weekend's honestly bigger than the NFL weekend, for this week at least. So the college deserves more time this week.
Does.
Do you agree with that, Joe? I mean, you would do the whole 2 hours on college if you could.
You got it. Of course.
I mean, you would break down all these games. I mean, you want to go deep dive into Tulsa, Northern Illinois, and Western Kentucky, Troy. I mean, you'd like to deep dive into those if you could.
As long as we're talking ball, that's all that matters. College,
is all that matters.
I love the game. I love the game.
That's
love the game. I am curious about how all these games play out this weekend. I can't wait.
Oh, monster. Monstrous games. There's no question about that. That is for sure. All right. So let me give you – which ones have I not given you yet, Joe, that maybe we can quickly do? We didn't do any of the late-night ones. First of all, LSU's laying 17.5 against Arkansas.
I'm laying it.
And playing for the boot, right?
Yeah, they're going to stick that boot where
– We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio, Mike Carver, and the Encyclopedia of College Football. That is – go! For the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you? Just breaking down and getting everything in order here for college and pro football. Nothing better,
I'm better. I am already in order. I'm ready. Ready to go. So late night, the bailout blowout slate, and then we're going to do the picks after the break. USC's laying 34.5 at Arizona State. Of course, yesterday we talked about Dillingham in that video of him at his press conference going bonkers. Has that sparked you enough to go to the window with the Sun Devils?
Drew Pine's getting the start.
Is he really?
Yep.
He stinks.
That bothers you, doesn't it?
That doesn't bother me. I'm not playing the game.
You're not?
I got enough going on Saturday. I don't need to be involved with this 35-point spread.
Big shot.
It's not a big shot. There's
You're a wheel.
There's tons of games. You can't play them all. Impossible to do. And out of the two late night games, or three late night games, you already want to put Hawaii in there as four. So you would say four late night bailout blowout games this week. USC, Cal, Washington, Kent State, Fresno, New Mexico State, Hawaii, four bailout blowout games.
Yeah.
I would say out of all four of those, the one that I would play is, I think, and I think you're using this game as one of your picks for the dog, is I'd play the Huskies lay the 20.5.
How do you know?
Because I know you're taking Cal. You dropped
How
the bread.
How do you know?
Because you dropped the breadcrumbs all week. Well, you know, it's a weird line. It's just, you've been dropping the breadcrumbs all week.
You came right out with a sledgehammer. That should be the song that we sledgehammer cover. Just whack a mole, bam, bam, bam. You like bam, bam.
I know what you got going on.
I
never saw a guy.
I said it. I like
Cal,
this.
Cal impressed you with that big late night game against Auburn a few weeks ago. You impressed with Cal. They got no answers
for that guy. No, I'm not impressed with Cal.
They got no answers for Penix. None. Penix is on a mission.
I don't like when you start talking so tough.
I will absolutely be laying it with Washington late night on Saturday.
I'm telling you.
First half, game, everything.
Chest is out, buttons are unbuttoned down to the, what, down to your waist, walking out with your chest sticking out. Tough guy.
Fresno going to cover 27.5? Jeez. That's a healthy number.
You're going to make me second guess these bets. I feel like...
You said you're taking the over in Hawaii?
Yeah, late night.
Late night. Georgia's laying 40.5 against UAB. Man, some schedule they have.
Oh, stop. Will you stop? They're going to be playing SEC. They just had a tough SEC game against South Carolina.
Very tough. Very tough. Team that they beat.
Well, let's see what Ohio State does with you with your team.
I am looking forward to this Beaver Cougar game.
I tell you what, that has the potential to be the best game of the day. I hate to say that.
I think it should be talked about that way, but of course these are the two teams that have been discarded in the Pac-12.
Whoever wins this game in Pullman, dark horse to potentially steal it. I know you think Oregon State is probably built better to knock off USC and, let's say, Oregon, but I don't know. Cam Ward, I just like the way they're playing right now.
Yeah, I kind of like the way they're playing, too.
They're converting 61% of third down conversions. That's a huge number. Huge.
Tennessee laying 23.5. Is Harris playing, Joe? Do we know that?
I don't know. I think there's a couple of players out with the suspensions of that fight at the end of the game. There's a lot going on with that. But at the end of the day, you're going to buy into Jersey Joe Milton? What'd he show you? I told you the offense is not the same. Their season's cooked. They got no shot now to make the college football playoff.
According to the San Antonio Express, Frank Harris is still day-to-day. UTSA could start Eddie Lee Marburger.
He's who started against Army.
That sounds promising.
Why? Because of his name? Eddie
Lee. Your boy Marburger. Yeah, no thanks. I'd love if I knew Harris would be in there, maybe closer to kickoff, we'll know that. And
are we taking this Virginia Tech team?
No. No. Legit, there's no shot.
You want to take Oak State?
Who?
What do you mean, who? Oak
Gundy?
State?
Gundy? Yeah, nah.
What do you mean, yeah, nah?
You get your face stomped by South Alabama at home. I'm just going to stay away the next week.
They got nobody. Rocco Becht? Hey, Rocco.
Rocco's going to be a good player.
He's a freshman.
I know, he's got to grow into the role. Rocco going to be a good player. Yeah, give him time, Joe. We'll come back, college football picks, and then we'll get into the NFL. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 159. Good to have you with us. All right, Joe, it is time for the Carver and Lisi college football picks for week number four. Yes, week number four, Joe, is where we are at. Last week, Joe not only cut into the lead, Joe took the lead with his performance. That's right. As Joe went 6-1 a week ago, and when you mix that in with me going 1-6, well, that's why we get you get where we are right now, which is Joe checking in at 15-10 on the season, and I am now 14-11 after a nice start, 13-5, whatever it was. Five, yeah. Now we're sitting at 14-11. All right, Joe. Yeah, that's right. All right, Joe. Week number four, college football, massive week. Pick number one for you.
My picks are ugly this week, but my best bet on the board happens to be the Red Raiders and Texas Tech laying 5.5 against West Virginia. Whether Garrett Green plays or not, I still think the more complete side is Texas Tech. They've won four straight in the series by 17.5 points per game. Won last year 48-14. Running the football more consistently, I think it's way too much offense. I think Neil Brown sucks. All Joey McGuire, they get their first Big 12 win. Double digits on the road in Morgantown. Bing! Bing! Bing!
All right, Joe, I'm not messing around. I'm coming right out of the gate. I'm coming in hot. I've let you know all week. I've been pretty much saying it. It's a dog day Saturday for me. First time ever. Seven dogs on the card for me. All dogs, all seven picks. And the first one, I'm coming right out. It's the one I've been loudest about all week, Joe. Right out of the gate. The Alabama time is over. It is over this year. This is not Nick's year. He's got no quarterback. He's got no offensive line. He's got no secondary. And he's got the Lane train coming to Tuscaloosa. And they can score points. Ole Miss, pick number one, plus the seven for our pool, but I'll be playing them outright as they are going to win at Tuscaloosa. Two losses at Tuscaloosa for Nick this year. Ole Miss plus seven, the first pick for me, Joe.
Well, you know they were my dark horse in all of college football. Number one in terms of the go for the two preview. They were the sleeper I said keep an eye out on. They've lost seven straight in the series to Alabama by 27.5 points per game. Lost 30-24 last year against Bryce Young. They had the old man on the ropes. They had him wobbled. They just couldn't put him away. Remember Rocky? Hit the one in the middle. Smash him, Jackson Dart. Smash him, defense. I'm with you. All Ole Miss. I'm not backing away. I'm with you. You're not going to get me. You're not going to get me nervous here, Carver. We're going to win it on offense, and
I think we
force some turnovers with Jalen Miro. Outright, but plus the seven. Outright.
Pick number two for me. I got a feeling you're going to be with me on this one, too. I'm staying in the SEC. I'm going to College Station. You want to know why, Joe? Because Jimbo and the Aggies, they stink. They should not be laying over a touchdown against anyone. And Auburn, I don't like Thorne. I don't like him, Joe. But I like what's going on there. And I think Freeze is going to get things cooking. I think they're going to win this game outright, too. Auburn, outright. I think they've won, what, four of their last five? They've won outright in College Station? War Eagle, yeah. Joe. Plus the 8.5 for Auburn. War Eagle at College Station. Pick number two
not,
for me.
Not one of the picks, but I'm on Jimbo under the 7.5, so let's hope Peyton Thorne and the crew can get it done. Love the tight end. He's 6'7 as well. Defense playing very well. All right, I'll keep it in the SEC. I was against Miss State last week with LSU. They absolutely got smashed in Stark Vegas. Jaden Daniels completed his first 14 passes. They now go on the road to South Carolina. We were on South Carolina last week. Potential emotional letdown after going toe-to-toe with Georgia. The rushing attack for Georgia got going. South Carolina allowed a 189 on the ground. They can't run it a lick. Only 1.8 yards per carry. Miss State can run it. I think a potential upset in Columbia. I'm taking Zach Arnett. I'm taking Will Rogers. Give me the 6.5 and outright against South Carolina.
Next one for me, Joe. I just watched BYU go into Arkansas and beat them outright. This is their first Big 12 game. I said before the year, I thought all the new Big 12 teams would have some problems in their first year, especially going on the road. But 9.5 points? I mean, I just watched them beat Arkansas outright. You're telling me that they can't hang and or beat Kansas and Lawrence? I think they can, Joe. Kalani Sitake and BYU, plus the 9.5, and yes, Joe, sprinkle outright for them to win at Kansas.
Wow, that's a great pick. We'll see if they can get back-to-back games on the road. That would be fantastic. All right, I'm going to go ugly. How about Baylor? They absolutely suck. I get it. I know Sawyer Robertson's absolutely pathetic, completing 47% of his passes. But you know what? Dave Aranda, that defense play much better at home than they do on the road. I know Texas got the win over Alabama. They struggled in terms of Wyoming, got the win but didn't cover. They've lost the last two games in Waco to the Baylor Bears. I don't know how they're going to do it. They're going to do it. They're going to run it on that defensive front. They're going to contain Quinn Ewers. Baylor is within the 14.5 Saturday night in Waco under the lights.
Next for me, Joe, I'll go night as well, and I'm going to go to St. Louis, where Memphis and Missouri are going to get together. I saw late Friday night that Cook's going to play. I don't care. I don't care if Cook's going to play. They're coming off a big emotional win against Kansas State. Memphis got a good team. Me and you've been backing them. Hennigan, all these guys. Inside on the carpet, neutral field. Memphis plus 6.5, Joe. This has gone down a little bit. I liked it better at a touchdown. Gone down to 6.5. Memphis over Mizzou. And I also think they can win the game outright.
Oh, boy. All right. Minnesota was a hot play for a lot of the sharps last week. Big
boy.
Hot play, including yours truly. But guess what? UNC smashed them, right? Now they go and play a team that they look like on paper they're great, right? And Drake May going up against that pathetic offense in Pittsburgh. We know Mac Brown, but Narduzzi's a dog, baby. That dog is going to be barking, man. The Pitt Panthers, I love defense, and that's the one thing Narduzzi can do. They can run it. They can obviously stop the run, and I think they make North Carolina one-dimensional. Catching 7.5. Give me Pitt in the outright win over the Tar Heels. Outright!
Not a pick for me, but I'm going with North Carolina in that game. I think North Carolina's going to destroy Pitt. How could you actually back Djokovic after what he did last week? Next one for me, Joe, and then we'll probably have to do the rest after the break. Oregon State and Washington State. The Island of Misfit Toys in the Pac-12 left for nothing. They face each other in a very big game on Saturday night in Pullman. And the Cougars are getting 3? You know I love the Beavers. They're one of my squads. But I'm sorry. The wrong team is favored here, Joe. Washington State, plus the 3 at home. And once again, they win this game. Outright in Pullman. For Wazoo, Joe. Wazoo wins.
I tell you, I love the pick. I like Washington State. They were an early pick for me. I'll go out to Seattle. Give me California plus the 21.5 against Phoenix. Back-to-back games, they've won by 7 points in the series. I'll take Cal with 3 touchdowns.
All right, I got 2 left. You got 1 left. We'll do them when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159, great to have you with us. All right, Joe, quickly. I got 2 left. You got 1 left for this week's college football picks for CNL. My 6th selection, of course, all dogs for me this week. I will go to Clemson, where Florida State comes to town. Clemson always beats Florida State. It's that simple, Joe. I know it's hard to trust Dabo and that crew after how they've looked this year, losing to Duke. Maybe it is a different year. Kind of like what I'm saying about Alabama. Maybe the time's over. But I'm taking one more shot with Dabo at home against this Florida State team who didn't look so great last week. Maybe I get the same type of performance, and maybe Travis a little bit more banged up than letting on Joe. So I'm taking Clemson plus the 1.5, and that's obviously don't really need to say outright. I think they're going to win the game outright, obviously.
I'm with you. You know I'm on Clemson as well. I'll go to Death Valley, the Battle of the Boot, LSU and Arkansas. Listen, I love Arkansas. I love KJ Jefferson. But if they can't run it like they couldn't in the second half of that ballgame against BYU, they're up against it against, I believe, the best team in the SEC. And they showed that last week. I think LSU wins this ballgame 28 or more. I think they just take it to Arkansas. Pace them. I think Kelly wins it. Saturday night in Death Valley, rivalry game. This is they're not going to play around with Arkansas. They're going to go for the kill shot. Give me LSU in a rout.
I think there's also something to think about, Joe, that I think Kelly knows he's got to destroy these teams. I think that Kelly knows he's got to get his team back involved somehow after the way they lost to Florida State. And the one way to get people to notice is to absolutely destroy teams. So I think there might be something to that, Joe. Final pick for me. We've discussed it a lot already here today. The Irish and the Buckeyes, Saturday night, South Bend. This is why Sam Hartman came to Notre Dame, to play in games like this. I think if Sam Hartman plays for Notre Dame last year, they beat Ohio State in Columbus. And that's with C.J. Stroud playing quarterback. And now we've got McCord coming in. I think that Hartman gets the job done. I think that Estime is going to be able to run the football. I think the Irish D is going to give an inspired effort. Notre Dame plus 3.5. And yes, Joe, for the final time out of all seven of my picks, outright.
Oh, boy.
They win the game outright.
He said
Notre
it.
Dame
he said it.
plus the 3.5 against Ohio State. All right, Joe, quick recap for me. Ole Miss plus the 7 outright. Clemson plus the 1.5 outright. Auburn plus the 8.5 outright. BYU plus the 9.5 outright. Wazoo plus the 3 outright. Irish plus the 3.5 outright. Memphis plus the 6.5 outright, Joe. 7 dogs.
Wow. I got Texas Tech minus the 5.5. Miss State plus the 6.5 and outright. Right, Cal plus the 21.5, Pitt plus the 7.5, Baylor plus the 14.5, Ole Miss plus the 7 and outright, and LSU minus the 17 and a hook.
Now let me get the number right here with Cal. You said 21.5.
Yeah, that's where it is right now.
Is that where it is right now?
You tell me.
It wasn't when we were just talking about the game.
No.
I want to make sure we're good here because that's a big difference on those numbers. I have 20.5 on FanDuel right now, Joe.
Really?
I got 20.5 on FanDuel.
Let me just double check. When I did it earlier, it was 21.5.
Well, that was earlier.
Yeah.
I want you to verify.
Take it with the 20.5.
You're good with 20.5?
20.5. Right. Book it.
So there you go. Book it. Book it. Book it. All right. So we got to get to there you go, college picks for week number 4. We're going to do the NFL picks next break. Let's quickly, Joe, just try to fly through a few things. Number one, it's not the best NFL slate this weekend. It really isn't. I mean, is there really like a must-see game on Sunday?
I do want to see the Dolphin-Denver game because I want to see which way, if they lose that game, what happens with the Russell Wilson saga.
Yeah. I guess the most intriguing game is the loser leaves town game with the Chargers and the Vikings.
Yeah, that's
because both teams. It's just, you know, it's such a massive thing. One of those two teams that has a lot of aspirations is going to fall to 0-3. Right now, Vikings minus 1.5. I saw this total, Joe, on Friday afternoon get to 54, and now it's at 53.5. Do you think this game's going to be that high scoring, or do you think that maybe things are going to be a little tight, knowing the stakes for both of these teams this early?
O'Connell in a big spot. All these coaches get conservative. That's the problem that I have. I think Staley, he is so bad in a big spot. It's 53.5.
No? I think the only thing that I would play in this game is like some like fun, you know, not much invested, like touchdown SGP, if it's going to be that high scoring. Like just throw a couple guys in. You know, you do like Jefferson and Keenan Allen, and like you just do one of those if you think the game's going to be that bonkers. I think that that's the only thing I would do in this game.
All right. I mean, it is scary, isn't it, when you think about it?
Yeah, it is a little bit. The Titans go to Cleveland. We know the deal with the Browns. They've lost Nick Chubb. They do get Kareem Hunt signed with them, but we want Ford to carry the mail. And the Titans come in. You know, it's just weird, Joe, with the Titans. We've seen a couple of tight games for them, obviously, the first 2 weeks with the Saints and with the Chargers. It feels like every week this Titan line's 3.5.
I know.
And it feels like you want it with Vrabel, right? I mean, you want to have that half, the 3.5 with the Titans. Even though they might lose this game, you feel like they'll lose the game 2017 or something like that.
Yeah, I can't do it, though. I think it's Cleveland or bust for me. You got to put the ball into Sean's hands. You got to let this guy cook.
We haven't seen that yet.
Stop. The play calling, run. It's like, come on. What is up with this Stefanski? Like, this guy, like, just open it up. It's like they shake. I gotta call a pass play. I gotta pass.
Now, there's a chance for some pretty substantial weather.
You and this weather with
in
the
three
Doppler.
Of these games, it makes a difference, Joe. It could impact Bills, Washington. It could impact Colts, Ravens. It could impact Patriots, Jets. Colts getting 8.5 right now in Baltimore. Of course, it will be Minshew mania. No Anthony Richardson. That totals at 44.5. And the Ravens are missing just tons of guys, Joe. I mean, tons of guys that aren't playing in this game. And I know they had the similar thing last week and they beat Cincinnati, but. I mean, every week we're just going to have half the starters out and cover the number? I don't know.
I don't know.
Especially in a potential lot of wind, a lot of wet rain.
You know who else is banged up, Carver? The Detroit Lions, baby. And the game that you failed to mention, the Atlanta Falcons coming in hot as underdogs plus money, about to go 3-0 and shock the world, just like Juwan Howard said it. We're going to shock the world, baby. Let's go.
Let him chirp. It was just a matter of time. He's feeling better. He's been sick all week. He's chirping. Let him chirp. The Lions are going to smash.
The pipes are coming back. The pipes are coming back. Let's go. Hit the bell.
Yeah, hit that bell. Drake London better not open his mouth anymore. He said, we're going to burn. What did he say? What did he say that you sent me?
What?
Mateus. He said something like burn the. I forget what he said.
What did he say?
What did he say? Burn the cards? What did he say, Mateus?
Oh, Joe, you remembered, Joe. You remembered. That was an interview that Drake London said. He said, we're going to burn the boats. We're going to burn the boats mentality. Let's go. Burn the boats.
Yeah, you better not burn the house down, Drake. Just win on Detroit, all right?
Burn the boats. Look, you know how big of a Falcon person I am this year. I'm all in on a lot of things with the Falcons. I don't love this spot for them on Sunday.
Oh, this is a reset. This is a reset for the Falcons. It's just a reset. Well, like, you know, you're like fine with like them just like going in.
Well, I mean, look, they're 2-0. They're not going to go. They're going to go 17-0. I don't think the Lions are going to lose two games in a row at home. I think it's a tough spot for Atlanta. I think a game could be over though. 46.5.
Yeah. Okay.
Most Lion games do get a little zany.
Playing John Taylor and Jerry Rice in Detroit this weekend.
These games get a little zany.
You don't think Detroit's going to lose two in a row? Like we're talking about, like what? Talking about the 72 Dolphins? Talking about Detroit?
Your boy, the Red Rifle, Dutch Dalton, is going to start for Carolina in Seattle. This has gone down to 5.5.
Nah, I don't like
and a flat 42. I'd probably take the Panthers just because the Seahawk D has been pretty unreliable the first 2 weeks, Joe. They've not been very good.
I agree, but I think I like the total more, over 42.5. What do you think?
I don't mind that. I think that the Panthers will actually be able to score with Dalton at the helm, and I think the Seahawk defense is terrible. So.
Seahawks do not look like the same team last year. They do not. Throw me the ball, Geno.
I'm picking that game, so we'll just save that for them.
That's a win.
Cowboys into Arizona. Laying 12.5, Dallas. 42.5 is the total. I mean...
I think that front seven, they're not going to run it like they did on the Giants last week. No way.
No.
No shot.
No. No. I don't mind laying the 12.5 there, Joe. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio will come back. NFL picks for week number 3 on Carver and Lisi. 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. SportsGrid Radio. SiriusXM. 159. Before we get to the NFL picks, Joe, what do I got here, Matias? New Hit the Bell? You got a new Hit the Bell available? People go listen to that? Hit the Bell with Matias ahead of the
UFC. Yes, here, Carver, locked and loaded right now, baby. We just gave out those new MMA picks for tomorrow, UFC 79 in Las Vegas. Let's go.
Were they at the Apex?
Yeah, it's at the Apex. It's a smaller card, but it's a banging card. This is the UFC's cheap. Been going strong for some time now, and this is actually cheap. Next week they finally have an off week. So this is we have a weekend of fights.
Wow,
and
an off week
for 2 weeks. An off week for
off week. Wow,
for
taking an off week.
They're taking an off week. They're finally giving him a break, Carver.
That's a
banging card.
I don't like when they're at the Apex. The Apex was fine during the pandemic. But, I mean, honestly, play these Apex cards in, like, a smaller town. You know,
is the Apex card, I'm just curious.
You know, bring it to Omaha or something.
Is that like when, like, the A-10 used to play in the Palestra for, like, the conference tournaments?
Yeah, except the Palestra, people could actually go and watch. You know, at the Apex, it's basically there's like no crowd there. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, there's no crowd. The tickets cost about $1,600 to get in. One of the Hawaiians fights tomorrow. Dan Dynamite Egan. He hates fighting at the Apex because he says that he could hear hecklers at all times and they don't shut up. The last time he fought there, actually, the opponent's coach told the heckler to shut up because it got so annoying. So that's what it could get.
I don't like the Apex fights. I don't understand. Is that one for free, or you got a plus for that? What do they got there?
All Apex cards are usually free, Carver. So if it's at the Apex, tune into ESPN Plus.
Okay, there you go. All right, Joe, are you ready? It is time for the NFL picks for week number 3 on Carver and Lisi. The show is off to a blazing start. You talk about everybody eats through the first 2 weeks. There it is.
Look at
Joe. Joe was 3-0-1 last week. He is 6-1-1 to start the year after 2 weeks.
I said it.
I was 4-0 last week. 7-1 to start the year. So the show combined 13-2-1 through the first 2 weeks. Joe, we've been pretty hot with the NFL. Start us off.
I'm going with a quarterback that I've been backing all year with Bryce Young. It's C.J. Stroud. The kid came back last week, showcased what he could really do. 384. Say what? 384 last week against Indianapolis. Jacksonville coming off a pitiful home loss to Kansas City. 17-9. They moved the football on potentially one of the better defenses in the AFC. Total opened up at 43.5. It's up to 44.5. I'm talking points of play. Baby, points, points, points. We sail through the over 44.5 in this ballgame, Carver.
I gotta tell you, Joe, I kind of like, not a pick for me, but I kind of like Houston with the points in this game, too. You know, they've won, I think, 5 in a row in Jacksonville, and that's even these bad teams. Davis Mills won a 13-6 slop fest there a year ago. So I do kind of like Houston with the sticks. First pick for me, Joe. I'm gonna go to MetLife. Patriots in to face the Jets. 0-2 Pat team. Very desperate, Joe. I talked to you about this a lot this week. I'm big on these 0-2 teams that absolutely need to show up and make it happen. And we're talking about an 0-2 team that has beaten the Jets 14 straight times. I think you have a massive coaching advantage for Belichick against Sala. Patriots -2.5 will be an ugly game, especially with some weather involved. But the Patriots for me, Joe, pick number one, -2.5 against the Jets.
Who is Bill Belichick friends with? Nick Saban. You knocked off the old man. You picked Ole Miss with Nick Saban. I think
That's it.
The same thing with Bill Belichick. Guess what? The old man could see the punches coming. He just can't get out of the way. Yes, he has won. How much? 14 straight? That was then. This is now. Better weapons with the New York Jets. Garrett Wilson, Dalvin Cook, Breece Hall. Absolutely nobody on the other side of the football. Old man Ramondre Stevenson. Old man Zeke Elliott. They don't have wide receivers that can run a 4-6, let alone a 4-2. Jets outright over New England.
Imagine going to the window with Zach Wilson. Just imagine that. Going in the window with Zach Wilson.
Just wait.
Just wait is right. All right. So you're feeling strong? All right. I'll feel strong, too. I can't believe I'm going to this guy, but I'm sorry. The line's weird. And, again, I have an 0-2 team. They're going on the road. They got to give some kind of an effort. I don't think they're going to win the game. But they've lost their two games by a combined 3 points. This is desperation city again for Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos. Broncos plus the 6.5. Don't win, but Broncos plus the 6.5 in Miami against the Fish.
Yeah, you should have had your head examined going to the window with Russell. Guess what? They're gutless, all right? So I'm going to go to the team that nobody's buying in. They don't even have a defensive coordinator for this game. Justin Fields, he sucks. Everybody thinks Justin Fields sucks. I don't believe he sucks. I think he showcases his skills on the road against Pat Mahomes in Kansas City. I think this offense cooks. I think the defense forces some turnovers. And guess what? This line smells. Plus 12.5 on the road on the Chiefs? Are you kidding me? Chicago plus the 12.5. And you know what? Outright plus 800 on the money line.
Come on. They're not going to win the game. Stop. Outright. Come on. All right. Next one for me, Joe. Packers and the Saints. In Green Bay, first Lambeau start for Jordan Love. I think he's going to play very well. But the New Orleans defense is pretty good. Now, I don't like their offense. I don't like their head coach. I think Green Bay is going to win this game, but I think it's going to be ugly. I think New Orleans has that streak. What is it, Joe? How many games in a row have they not allowed 21 points?
I think it's 14.
I think it's 14 straight games. And I don't think they'll allow 20 points in this game, but they're still going to lose. Under 42.5, Packers and Saints at Lambeau Sunday afternoon, under 42.5. Pick number three for me, Joe.
All right, I went after Arizona last week, you know, on myself. The Giants pulled the ball game outright. Josh Dobbs, they put up 20 points against a gutless Giants defense. This is the best potential defense in the NFC. That's right. I said it. Better than San Francisco. Better than the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't care that Trayvon Diggs is out of that secondary. It doesn't matter. Micah Parsons going to shut down James Conner. They're going to shut down Josh Dobbs. Completely one-dimensional in the second half. Dallas laying 12.5. Guess what? You want 17.5? You got them. Dallas rolls, and I mean rolls. 24 or more over the Cardinals Sunday afternoon.
Wow, could be an alt spread for Joe. Alt spread in that one. Final pick for me. I'm going back to the well with this team, as they did get me a win last week on Monday night. Now, I don't think they're going to get two defensive touchdowns every week, but I don't think the Raiders are any good. The game's in Vegas. Steeler offense has been very spotty. The Steelers defense is real good, and I don't think they're going to let Garoppolo and that Raider offense do much of anything. I think this game is going to be ugly as well. I think it's going to be scrappy, but I think the Pittsburgh Steelers will win it, and I'm getting 2.5 points. Steelers plus the 2.5. Think they win the game outright Sunday Night Football in Vegas. All right, Joe, week number three. I've got New England minus the 2.5, Denver plus the 6.5, New Orleans and Green Bay under the 42.5, and Pittsburgh plus the 2.5.
I got Houston and Jacksonville over the 44.5, Jets plus the 2.5, Chicago plus the 12.5, and the Cowboys minus the 12.5 for my picks. Gonna go undefeated, baby. 10-1-1.
Wow, talking strong. I don't know, Joe. You got a couple in there. We'll see what happens. You've been good, so. But that's, man. Fields and the Bears, who basically everything has gone wrong for Fields and the Bears this week. Did you see they even stole equipment out of Soldier Field, Joe? Did you see that one? I mean, that's the kind
give
of
give them the
there,
guard Evan. Stuff. Hey, I got this for the guard guards.
Give them the guard stuff. All right, so there you go. Let me see, Joe, if there's any other games that we did not mention here for this week. Bills minus 6.5 road favorites in Washington against the football team now known as, but won't always be known as, the Commanders. Totals 43.5 in this one.
What are you thinking?
I don't really want to lay 6.5 with the Bills here.
I would take the Commanders, but I don't love it. I lean more to the under in this game.
Yeah, this is the game that feels like is going to be like in the heart of this tropical storm that's going to come rolling up.
I think it's
going to
be ugly. I could see, like, can't you see, like, this, like, Buffalo winning, like, 24-19 or something?
Yeah,
crazy.
Something silly like that. I can.
Like an odd score.
And I think you saw, now, I know Cook didn't get in the end zone last week, Joe. You saw Cook get a lot of yards for the Bills. I think that they're going to keep trying to establish that. I think they're going to keep trying to run the rock a lot.
All right. Cook. Yeah, we got the music. It's just mind-numbing. I love it. I can't even hear myself think. I love James Cook. I mean, another game I'm looking at, too, Carver. I don't know. Get your take on it. I want to take the under in Minnesota. I know we talked about it, but I want to take that under. I don't think both of those teams get there.
It's a very, very big number.
Carver.
It's a big number.
What about the Colts? Minshew plus the 8.5?
I think he could keep them around in the game.
And the other one, I would lay it with Green Bay.
Lay it with Green Bay, huh? Yeah, I think the Packers are going to win. Like I was saying with the pick with the under, I think the Packers will win the game. But there's all these games, Joe, just feel like they're going to be ugly this week. You know, like Titans Browns, ugly. Jets Patriots, ugly. We just said Bills Washington, ugly. Colts Ravens weather, ugly. Saints Packers defense, ugly. But, you know, I think even the Bear-Chief game, which is probably going to help you out, that could be ugly. I mean, the only thing I'll say to you here, Joe, with making that pick is the Chief offense hasn't gotten going yet this year.
Not over 20 points. Why hasn't the line moved with all the negativity?
Well, you know.
It's just sitting there.
It's just sitting there. I think Cowboys-Cardinals could be ugly in another way.
I think they absolutely smashed.
Like Steeler Raider, ugly. Like all these games are gonna be ugly, Joe. Just real ugly. And there's two games again on Monday night. So we'll be here Monday night for those. Eagles and Bucks, Rams and Bengals, and we still don't know what's gonna happen with Joey Silk. So we got that coming up as well. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. For those games, Joe, that are going to be on Monday night, see, the Eagles went down to 4.5. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I know the Bucks have been good to me the first 2 weeks, but I mean they're not on the same level as the Eagles, and the Eagles are getting the extra rest too after playing Thursday. Right, look, that matters.
I think they're talking about over exceed expectations. I mean, Bucks right now. Come on, I just don't see it. I know you're high on this Bucks team. I know it's Baker.
Well, high isn't. I mean, I have them over 6.5, obviously, for the win total, but. What do you think the number is in the Bengal game if Burrow doesn't play?
Rams, I think, will be a 1.5-point favorite.
Against Jake Browning?
Yeah. What do you think?
Would you take the Rams?
Stafford's put up back-to-back 200. You got Matt Stafford going up against Jake Browning.
Cincy D hasn't been very good either. You know, they haven't really done much. I don't know, Joe. That's going to be interesting. I'd love to see them go 0-3. Ugh. That'd be great. Really would. And then the Thursday game next week, Joe, only because I'm seeing the underneath the Monday night games, is Detroit and Green Bay at Lambeau. It's the Thursday night game for us next week. Next week starts the London nonsense also.
I mean, it's good and bad. You wake up. I'll be on air when that game starts.
That's right. You will be. You'll be also on air Sunday morning for Pro Football Today, right?
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
I know. 10 a.m., right? Am I right on that?
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Work 7 days a week on the network.
Joe, great job as always. Let's cash him this weekend. Matthias Berbel, great job as always. Go check out Hit the Bell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a great weekend. Cash a lot of tickets. We'll see you Monday here on the grid.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.